What's occurring?
Okay, it's time for our guessing game quiz. You're on your own today, Chops. 81199, let me know how you do.
Oh, what's occurring?
You ready for your first situation?
Yeah, come on then.
You like it when Becky's not here, don't you?
Well, it means I can win.
Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, first one. You know Soldier Boy?
Yeah.
He wants you to kiss him through the phone.
I know he does, yeah.
If he asked you, would you do that?
Say no.
Would you? Yeah. It's quite a weird request.
Say thanks for the offer, but no.
I wonder how many people do say yes to him. Anyway, earlier today, I called 3 Radio 1 listeners and asked them to kiss me through the phone. Out of those 3, how many said yes?
Did you say it was you?
Not at first.
Okay. One.
One said yes to kissing me through the phone. All right, let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's me pretending to be Soldier Boy. Tell him.
Hello?
Girl, you know I miss you. I just want to kiss you, but I can't right now. So, baby, kiss me through the phone.
I'm sorry, I just can't do that.
Soldier Boy does it.
Yeah, but Soldier Boy and me, we just can't the same. We just seen Scooby-Doo.
What was that then?
Hello?
Kiss me through the phone.
Mwah.
Thanks, my darling.
Bye. Hello?
Rachel?
Yeah?
Kiss me through the phone.
I don't recognise your voice, I don't know
what it is. It's Soldier Boy.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Kiss me through the phone?
I'm not kissing you through the phone.
Why?
Yeah.
That was an air kiss through the phone.
I'm not kissing you in any other way through the phone.
So, just
the one.
Just the one.
I get the point. The phone.
You get the point. Do you like that? Hi, it's Soldier Boy.
Yeah, and they fell for it.
Sound the same.
What's occurring?
Next one.
Maybe Soldier Boy could play you in the musical. As you often get confused for each other.
I would love that. Now, have you seen that show, I'm Running Sainsbury's?
Oh, I hadn't until last night. Oh my God. Oh, my God. Oh, the manager in that.
They take someone who works there and make them run the whole thing. Now, last time it was Joseph. Now, he ran, wasn't it the smallest Sainsbury's local in Derby?
I missed the first 15 minutes, so I don't know where they found him from, but he seemed really like a nice bloke. It was the manager bloke at the biggest Sainsbury's ever in the world, who was just like David Brent.
Yeah. So, Joseph worked in a small bit of one of the stores. They gave him Britain's biggest Sainsbury's to run. My question to you, how many David Brent-style management phrases were on the show last night on I'm Running Sainsbury's?
Oh, there were loads. Oh, there
if you
were
saw
loads.
This, you will get that, this completely.
This bloke was hilarious. I think it must have been at least about 16.
16? Let's find out. No, hang on. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is the David Brent style manager from last night's I'm Running Sainsbury's.
And you're playing at the top of the Premiership, I suppose, if you was to put it into a football analogy. And that's what we are, you know, we're the Manchester United. Even though I support Liverpool, we are the Manchester United. And what I'm really looking for is a bit of a helicopter view. So he's in the helicopter above the produce department. And he's looking down and looking at the opportunities. Just a little phrase for you to write down, yeah?
Yep.
The standards you set are you going to get.
Oh, that's good.
This has been a manager walking around taking the helicopter view. And the detail is retail, or retail is detail. I'll give you a little thing, yeah? All right, I'm the driver of a bus. Yes, I'm driving my big double-decker bus, yeah? I'm the driver because I'm the leader, yeah? Now, my bus is either going to be empty or it's going to be full of colleagues. If it's full, it's because they want to work for me. If I turn around, my bus is empty, they don't want to work for me. And you've got to get your bus full. So you think, you know, I said about the standards you get and the standards you set?
She wants to see you giving more direction, grabbing the balls by the horn, if you like.
That means that all the guys that work on checkouts, they don't have to shave because the manager's not shaving. You know, you can drag the horse to water, you can't make it drink it.
I do feel like a big fish in a small pond, yes. I do quite like it. It's better than being a tadpole drowning in the ocean, which I was at Sydenham, so...
Yeah. Oh, my God. There were 10.
Oh, God.
She wants to see you giving more direction, grabbing the balls by the horn, if you like.
That old phrase, grabbing the balls by the horn.
Grabbing the balls by the horn, if you like.
That's dangerous, isn't it?
I would think so. I wouldn't recommend that.
Awesome. Grabbing the balls by the horn, if you like.
I don't know about you, but when I get on a bus, it's not because I want to work for the bus driver. It's because I want him to take somewhere. Me to wherever I'm meant to be going.
And remember...
Detail is retail, or retail is detail.
Retail is detail, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but Scott...
Yes?
The standards you set are the standards you get.
Oh! What's occurring?
Right, question.
And it's like the whole of Sainsbury's management guidebook was in rhyming couplet.
Detail is retail, or retail is detail.
Question. What is the best invention since sliced bread?
Oh, dear.
What do you think?
I don't... dear.
It's hard to think of one since sliced bread.
Very difficult, to be honest.
Well, we went onto Sheepy Street today.
This is a difficult one for Sheepy Street.
We asked them the same question. Yeah. What is the best invention since sliced bread? What was the most popular answer? Remember, this is Stupid Street.
Okay. I'm going to say a toaster. Knowing how they think.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We asked the people on Stupid Street, the best invention since sliced bread.
What is the greatest invention since sliced bread?
Oh, mate,
toaster, I don't know, for sliced bread.
It would be a microwave.
Microwave? Why microwave?
Well, it can heat up your toast, innit?
What's the best invention since sliced bread?
Chocolate?
Chocolate came out before sliced bread,
I think. Did it? No, it didn't.
Chewing gum, maybe.
Chewing gum, why?
Yeah, it's just good.
What about you? What do you think the greatest invention since sliced bread is?
Toast.
This is the Stupid Street, isn't it?
What do you think the greatest invention since sliced bread is?
Internet.
Why so?
Because you can get everything off internet. Clothes, everything.
What do I think the greatest invention since sliced bread is? The nail clipper. Instead of having scissors, it makes it a really easy thing to use, and you don't have to faff about with all the scissors and things like that, so that's why I'm...
So of all the things that have happened since sliced bread, nail clippers is the one for you?
Yes, that's the one, yep.
What do you think the greatest invention since sliced bread is?
Something quite... I don't know. I'm quite down with the hairbrush. It seems to work quite well. Yeah.
I'm going to let you have that because you actually got one of the answers.
You see?
Wow, toaster. They are. You won today, but then you would.
The hairbrush girl should go on a management training course at the supermarket.
She really should. She'd be great. Let us know how you did. 8-1-1-9.